This is totally, totally unacceptable. We have elderly people here, we have sick people, we have obviously people with kids, small babies who are unaccepted that need water, you know, when they need it. For hygiene purposes, everything else, all of this is totally stopped at the minute. And people are left to go to the town, to go to the shop, to wherever where possible, buy bottles and so on. But that's not practical. I have asked Irish Water since Saturday to send water tankers, Catherine, and they won't send them. They're point blank refusing to send them. This is unacceptable. So we're left with no choice now, just apart from call for a public meeting as soon as they will have it. I don't know if they'll agree to that or not. My gut feeling is they won't agree to it. But if they don't agree to that, I'm not agreeing to meeting with them either behind closed doors, as like is normal with them. They ask to meet us, usually they ask all the MDs to meet in the one day in the Radisson Hotel or something like that. So I'm not doing that this time. I want a public meeting alone from Ciara, what are our office members, what are TDs and so on, to see what can be done here going forward.
And did they give a reason why they wouldn't send the water tankers?
No. The only reason that they give that you had to be out without water protocol for so long before they would do it. Something like 24 to 48 hours before they would send water tankers. This is ridiculous. Like, what's the people that are sick? What's the home helps? What's people with young babies and that, young children, so on, etc., that obviously need water straight away? Like, what are they supposed to do? What are people supposed to do for washing? The businesses in Fulcair there yesterday, today will be the same as well. The hairdressers, the coffee shops, all that kind of stuff, the hotel all further on over in Goodhawk, them's all affected. This is totally, totally unacceptable, unprecedented, and in my own view, and this is what is really happening here, is what they just are turning a blind eye to us. Particularly myself and my other colleagues here in the Glenties MD, because we keep highlighting things. Irish Water officials, I don't mind saying it, have personally went mad with me in the past on the phone because I brought stuff to the media that wasn't supposed to be in the media, and I says, that's your problem, it's not my problem. If you can't get your house in order, I'll keep on bringing stuff when I find out to the media. The public have a right to know what's going on. The public don't deserve to be kept in the dark and leave us county councillors, then us battery rams, then us what's then, because you're starving us of information and that going forward. And that's what's happening, Catherine. They're starving us of information.